Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carol Blackman. I just love it when you just get family showing up. I mean, powerhouse type family just showing up, doing their thing. And you're going to be able to see the fruits of their labor on Friday. I'm excited to have Will Packer. You know who he is.
What up, y'all?
Oh, just, hey, cuz.
ATL, let me tell y'all something. I just swung by to see my cousin. She didn't even know. I just ran up in the studio. She was having her show, and I said, hey!
Hey, Carol!
Carol, what up, girl?
I know.
I brought my man with me. I got Afion Crockett.
What's happening? Thanks for having us, Carol.
Super talented. He's in my new movie. I got a new movie, Carol.
I know.
It's dropping Friday.
The Wedding Ringer.
The Wedding Ringer. Yes.
Everything I've seen, the trailers are hilarious.
It's funny, Carol. It's kind of crazy now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, but
it's very crazy. Very crazy.
Like, you're being modest. It's very crazy.
Hangover, Bridesmaids, yes. American Pie. Like, it's kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
This one next to me, Afion, is cutting up in the movie.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
It's funny, right? We're having a good time in there.
So the premise is, you got this guy
who's
about to get married.
That's right.
Not so popular kind of guy, I guess.
That's right.
And he has not a best man, nobody.
Can I tell you how real this is, though? Can I tell you, like, seriously, for guys, like, as an adult, like, when do you make, like, new friends as an adult?
And how many people
keep up with people from back in the day,
right?
So this guy really has no friends. Now, women, y'all know if you're getting married, you know exactly who's going to be the maid of honor.
Our full court. You've known since five years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're making somebody mad because we didn't include them, too. So how about that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So y'all go extra. But then we got to match that. So now you got 13 bridesmaids, and we trying to figure out which of our two dudes is going to be available to even come.
Right.
Afion was telling me a story earlier about how this actually happened to him.
Yeah, I was asked to be in a wedding of a dude I didn't even know.
Stop it.
We went to the same church.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, man, can you be in my wedding? I'm like, who are you, first of all?
you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. You want to put your hand out first, brother?
Yeah. Huh? At least, right? So this is your life story, kind of, sort of.
It's kind of, yeah. Kinda, like Will said, it's a natural thing for guys.
The random church dude needed you, man.
He needed a tall, light-skinned dude
because he had a bridesmaid that he needed to counteract.
That's right.
That's funny. Kind of match. That is too hilarious.
Yeah, she was a ball player.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so Friday.
This Friday, coming out, theaters everywhere. You know, ATL always supports me. You always support me.
We have to.
I mean, from Ride Along to Think Like a Man.
I know, all of it.
No Good Deed.
Ooh.
I mean, ATL always comes out, shows up. Listen, if y'all believe anything about a Will Packer movie, it's that you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
This is one of my best.
Let me ask you something. On the set, let's just kind of take it behind the scenes a little bit.
Okay.
Afion, and of course we know Kevin. A lot of it, I'm sure, was just off the cuff, right? Like, just ad-lib.
Absolute mayhem. We misbehaved from the time they called and was like, all right, you got the part.
Yeah.
You in the movie.
Yeah.
It was a wrap from there.
I bet.
We harassed the wardrobe stylists, caterers.
Everybody.
We harassed everybody.
It was like a bunch of frat boys. Yeah.
It was just like a bunch of kids running around acting a fool on set.
That has to be one of the best jobs ever.
Absolutely.
You go do what you want to do and just have that range.
It's a blessing.
You know, you give them a range. You just kind of.
As a filmmaker, you kind of stand back. You hope they don't break nothing. You hope they don't go too far over time.
Yeah. The insurance policy was high on this set because we were liabilities.
Let me tell you, when you see the movie, here's the thing. Carol, I don't know if you know, but we burned up a grandma in this movie. I'm just going to tell you. I don't know how your audience feels about that.
Stop it.
And it's Cloris Leachman, who's a legendary actress.
Yes.
Been around forever.
Yes.
We burned up Cloris.
We burned her up.
We
set her on fire.
Not a stunt woman.
We actually burned up Cloris.
She had a ball.
Oh, my god!
But that's kind of the humor. It's a little irreverent.
Yeah.
You know, it's provocative and edgy, but a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
It's a fun time.
I cannot wait. So this Friday, watch your tickets. Make sure that it's... says
The Wedding Ringer on it.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got
do
it.
That.
Go see Wedding Ringer. Yeah. Tickets on sale now. Get them in advance.
Oh,
Fandango.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
and your family.
We just crashed the show. I appreciate you.
All right. Love y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.